This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. And we've been all over the road, figuratively speaking, tonight, starting with a discussion about Mein Kampf, the public domain, and free speech. Then moved into free speech versus compelled speech. And apparently some Amish people do not like orange triangles, especially when said orange triangle is on the back of their buggy, or the back of their horse, or the back of, well, pretty much anything that they own. And in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Johnson.
And, of course, we do take your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or via Skype to LRN.FM. And to the phones and the fun we go. Zach calling in Chicago. Go ahead, make the case for Donald Trump.
All right, so I'm going to preface my statement with the fact that I used to be what I would define as a voluntarist. And my
used to be a voluntarist, okay.
So now you believe in violence, okay.
Well, I do believe in violence. I think it's valuable. Used to be a voluntarist, and now I would classify myself more as an anarcho-capitalist, all right? Right now, I'm in the middle of reading Murray Rothbard's Economy, Man, and State. And I think that when you look at Trump, you see obviously someone who is going to use the state to engage in violence against many, many people, right?
Yes, no argument.
And so is every single other candidate, correct?
All the ones in the Republican and Democratic Party.
Right. So, I mean, Do you believe that it's likely that a third party will win the election?
Probably not, but your question was every other candidate, not every other candidate with a realistic chance of winning.
All right, well, then I'll modify my question to that.
No, every candidate with a realistic chance of winning will wind up using the federal government to destroy the lives of a lot of people, most of them overseas, but also a lot of people within the United States boundaries
to varying degrees.
Okay.
Right. It's all levels of degree. Like,
right.
But when I say that, there's tyranny, there's levels of tyranny. There's, you can do most of what you want, but we're going to steal money from you to pay for schools and roads, and then there's North Korea to where you can't do anything that you want without permission from the North Korean government.
Which is why
it's all levels of tyranny.
That's why I'm founding the Tyranny Light political party. I think it'll go over really well.
It's an excellent dessert. If you have enough levels of tyranny, they call it tiramisu.
Yes. Nice. So, all right, Zach, make the case for Donald Trump.
All right, so I believe that every single decision should be made to maximize one's benefit. And I believe that Trump as president, not only does he have a greater chance of winning than, say, a Rand Paul, which, I mean, I'm really no fan of any of them. Ideally, I would like to have the state abolished tomorrow and no president in 2016, no state in 2016. Obviously, this isn't going to happen. So I believe, as someone who believes in capitalism, Austrian economics, and someone who is now reading Murray Roth.
Uh-oh.
Did we drop him?
Zach?
No, we did not drop him.
I did not press any button to get rid of Zach. Zach, I think your phone may have dropped off. Are you still there? All right, so I am going to put Zach on hold, and I will try him again in just a moment. But
we allow, that the one call a night rule does not extend to people who have technical difficulties.
Right. Understandable. But, maybe he is driving and hit a bad cell somewhere. And he just dropped off. So, board op allows Zach to call back in. Generally, we've got that one call a night rule, but since there were technical difficulties for Zach, allow him to call back in, because I do want to hear this case for Trump, and I think I know where he's going with it. I think he's going to wind up saying that you should do the thing that is going to cause the fastest collapse of the state, and I think he's going to say that Donald Trump will cause the state to collapse itself faster than, say, Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, but I don't know. And Zach is running back in, so we'll get him on the air here in just a second. But, Chris, you actually wanted to talk about Donald Trump.
I did. But, I mean, it kind of occurred to me today as I'm reading more and more polls and seeing what's going on with the election that, you know, whether we like it or not, and I'm going to go with not on my behalf, you know, there's a real likelihood that in a year from now, we're going to be, you know, talking about the inauguration of Donald Trump coming up. And what does this country look like?
I hope that is not the case. Zach, you're back on. So you were beginning to make the case for Donald Trump, and you started saying that you believe that, you know, all of the Republicans and Democrats that are running for president are going to use state violence to varying degrees, and that's where we lost you. So pick back up from there, making the case for Donald Trump.
All right, can you hear me all right?
Yep.
All right, okay, all right. So what I'm saying is that I believe that every decision should be made to maximize one's benefits, you know, whether it be fiscally, you know, to greater amplify your freedoms or whatever. So personally,
okay,
I think that, you know, even though I'd rather have no states, we're going to have a state, we're going to have a president. I think that Donald Trump is the best option in this election because he has a real chance of winning, as you said, or as one of the other co-hosts said. And that when you look at his policies, he is really, really railing against kind of the left-wing craziness about, you know, let's limit free speech, let's have this, you know, let's talk about the rape culture, let's talk about this non-existent wage gap, and let's put feminists on a pedestal. All this crazy stuff that is really just detrimental to society. And he wants to take that and bash it. And I've never seen Donald Trump advocate for a limit of free speech. I've never seen Donald Trump advocate for...
Actually, Donald Trump has advocated for limiting free speech. Donald Trump wants to ban Islam in the United States. He wants to shut down mosques, and he wants to deport people from the Middle East. How is that anything other than a limit of free speech and freedom of religion?
Is that realistic, though? You think that's going to happen if he gets elected?
That's what he's advocating. You just said that he's not advocating limits on free speech. I gave you examples of him wanting to...
I mean, that's religion.
Well, that's First Amendment, too. It's not just speech.
Religion is kind of like one of the primary definitions of speech in the First Amendment.
Okay. I wasn't talking about the First Amendment. I was talking about...
You were talking about free speech. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So aside from the examples that I gave of Donald Trump wanting to infringe on people's rights, specifically First Amendment rights to free speech and freedom of religion, make your case for why Donald Trump will expand freedom.
I think he will expand freedom, maybe not intentionally, but I think he will expand freedom because what he'll do is I've seen his tax plan. I've reviewed a little bit of it, and I have an overview of the fact that he does want to lower taxes. And I think that, you know, the stuff about banning Muslims and Islam and all that stuff, kind of ridiculous, and I really don't think it'll pass. I mean, that's going to be something that's nearly impossible to get passed.
Well, I hope not, but I apologize. I'm just trying to get to, like, the core of him and what he's about.
Right, and I want Zach, explain to me why or how Donald Trump is going to expand freedom. Not things that you think won't wind up getting passed, but how will he bring about more freedom?
He will systematically destroy the left-wing influence on our country as effectively as possible.
Define left-wing influence.
Okay.
I'll give you a chance to respond. I will give you a chance to respond to this. But just the term left wing, it is meaningless to me unless it is defined in some sort of meaningful manner. And I quite frankly see the term left wing or right wing to be ad hominem. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live New Year's Eve edition of the show. We've got Zach on the phone, calling in from Chicago. Zach is self-described former voluntarist who is now advocating for Donald Trump. And I definitely want to get to the core of the advocacy here. And, Zach, you said that you believe that Donald Trump will stifle the left-wing influence in the United States. Please define what you mean by left-wing influence within the United States.
Okay, so that would be the, and I use left-wing for lack of a better word because to list it all would be, you know, long. All right, so would be like Democrats, the people who side, people who are communist and socialist leaning, right? So maybe not communist, maybe not socialist, but they lean that way. So
Bernie
Sanders, I think, is one of like the is like the pinnacle of left wing of the popular left wing thought in the United States.
Okay,
you know, a lot of feminists fall under this you know umbrella, the egalitarian nonsense. The people who believe that everyone has a right to everyone else's property. And I see this, and I use the word left-wing because, you know, to list that every time I say it would be long, as I said before.
Okay.
So I believe these people are the absolute greatest enemy to the free market. And I believe
What about people that advocate for a single-payer healthcare system? Are they enemies to the free market?
Not necessarily.
Why not? Is it because Donald Trump supports a single-payer healthcare system that you don't see that as an attack against the free market?
Honestly, I'm not familiar with what a single-payer healthcare system is. Would you describe
I'll break it down for you. Yeah it's basically says that the government is the provider of all health insurance for the entire country, and you have to buy it through them. Single-payer.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
So you think that is... a good thing or a bad thing?
No, I think that's a bad thing.
Donald Trump is advocating for that.
Yes, Donald Trump is advocating for socialized medicine.
Okay. And I agree with you that that's a bad thing, but my point is that you have to choose from the lesser of evils, right? Pick your poison. You have to choose.
Where did you get that notion?
What do you mean?
Where did you get the notion that you have to choose from the lesser of two evils? I think that's the most evil...
Okay, well, you can sit there and act like there's not going to be a president in 2016 as long as you want, and that is what
you do realize that there are going to be...
Hold on, Daryl. Okay. I can sit here... You're absolutely right. I can sit here and act like the majority of people who believe like you do that it's acceptable to go out and vote for evil are going to control the next election. You're absolutely right. I believe like you, I agree like you, that most people are brainwashed with the same... ridiculous notion that you have that it's acceptable to go out and put someone in office who you don't agree with morally and who you think is evil, whether that be the lesser of evils. You still believe that this person is going to do a great deal of evil, and you're going to go out and put that person in office. You're right.
Hey,
I don't want to participate.
If you want to overthrow the state violently tomorrow, call me. I'll join you. Okay? I'm just saying that I'm in survival mode, okay? Everywhere I look around me, there are people who support the state and who are trying to take my money. They're trying to take my life. I signed up for the draft, right? They can take my life whenever I want. I'm a slave.
So why do you have to participate?
Because if I don't, then I see people like Bernie Sanders, I see people like Hillary Clinton, and I see the left-wingers, and that's in air quotes. I see these people advocating for them to take more of my money. And I can't do that because the greatest way to achieve freedom is to have access to funds that you can use to, I don't know, buy a giant pile of AK-47s, give them to your friends, and shoot the cops, okay? And I know that these are radical ideas, but I do think that we are in defense mode, okay? If you want to be a libertarian or an anarchist, that's fine. And you want to say that you should not vote? I understand that. I thought that myself. But I
vote. I just write in. So, I write in good candidates.
Zach, let me ask you this question. If Donald Trump were not leading in the polls on the Republican side, would you be supporting Donald Trump?
No, not at all.
Okay, then thank you very much for that. And that just goes to prove that Zach and other people like him are... thinking that politics is a horse race to where you try to bet on the winning horse. And hopefully Mike, calling in from Maryland, who also wants to talk about Donald Trump, is not looking at politics as a horse race. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Johnson. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel that, you know, a person needs to vote his or her conscience, you know, the person that they think is the best person for the job. But I just want to talk about Trump for a minute, and if my memory serves me correct, whether or not you agree with it or not, Trump said he wants a temporary halt to the immigration of Muslims. He never called for deporting Muslims. He never called for closing...
He called for deporting every refugee from Syria.
Yeah. You're going back.
He said that at least three times in various speeches.
I must have missed that, because I would have think that if he would have said it, because I'm a news junkie, I'm a talk show host fanatic.
Did you watch the debates?
No, I didn't. I only caught part of the debates. I really didn't watch, you know.
He said it during at least one of the debates. He said it in a town hall here in Keene, New Hampshire, and then about three nights later, I think he was in Iowa at a town hall, and he reiterated that every refugee from Syria is going back because they're Muslims.
Well, let me throw a quote out here just so we quit speculating.
Certainly.
Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump warned Syrian refugees, quote, "I'm putting people on notice that are coming here from Syria as part of this mass migration, that if I win, they're going back," unquote, he told supporters in New Hampshire in late September.
Mike?
Well, if that's the case, I'm really surprised that the mainstream media didn't play it up, because, you know, the corporate-controlled media, because I thought that they would look for any opportunity to make Trump look bad, which a quote like that, even if it's not skewed or put in a certain way, it's not very flattering for his cause. So I'm really surprised that hasn't been amplified throughout the various...
I think it's because, like, on the more liberal news media outlets just boil it down to, he's a racist.
Yeah.
Just elaborate. That's all they need to say for them. You know?
And with Trump, and I'm not on a Trump-bashing mission tonight or anything like that, but he says things like this routinely where it's no longer news.
But I don't recall them saying that we should shut down mosques, like one of your hosts said. I don't recall him saying that, though.
He has said that. I don't have the quote in front of me, but I know I've heard him say that, and there have been polls done by Public Policy Polling where they specifically ask supporters of various Republican candidates if they agree with the statement. And I think it's somewhere near like 68% of Trump supporters do agree. Mike, if you've got more, I'll hold you over, and I'll try to actually find that quote from Donald Trump.
I've already found it. Got it.
Yeah, and Johnson has found that. We'll share that with you. We'll share that with you. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, on Skype, username LRN.FM.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit.
If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and, well, the topic on the table is Donald Trump. And one of the men that Donald Trump wants to see go to prison is Edward Snowden. You can see Edward Snowden at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum February 18th through the 21st. Edward Snowden will not be there in person because if he shows up on the soil in the United States of America, he will go to jail, go directly to jail, and he will not collect $200. So he will be doing some sort of teleconference sort of thing into the New Hampshire Liberty Forum that's taking place in the Manchester, New Hampshire Radisson Hotel. I'll be there. Johnson, I'm not sure if you will, but I know Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum every night. Again, that's February 18th through the 21st. You can find out who some of the other speakers are, and of course you can register, get your tickets. Go to nhlibertyforum.com. That's nhlibertyforum.com. And don't forget Edward Snowden. Now, Johnson, you found a quote from Donald Trump about surveilling and or shutting down mosques.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different quotes here, but he says that the United States will have absolutely no choice but to shut down some mosques where some bad things are happening. Donald Trump said in a recent interview explaining his rationale for doing so. Nobody wants to say this. Nobody wants to shut down religious institutions or anything. But, you know, you understand it. A lot of people understand it. We're going to have no choice. Republican presidential said in an interview from Trump Tower on Fox News' Hannity on Tuesday night.
And when was this?
Tuesday night. I don't know if that's...
I didn't know if it gave a date.
This was Tuesday night of the week that 11/18 was.
And so also during within a couple days of that, he had an interview on MSNBC where he said that he would, quote, unquote, strongly consider shutting down mosques in the United States. And we bring Mike back on from Maryland. Mike, how do you respond to these quotes from Donald Trump?
Yeah, well, listen, it seems like for every quote of Trump that I like, there's at least one that I scratch my head over or disagree with. But let me just say something for a second about the whole situation of, now, to me, at least, your host implied that Trump wanted to shut down all mosques, and I thought that's what he meant. But here's my take on Obama and his scramble to get as many Muslims in this country as possible. Is I think personally, it's my personal opinion, I think Obama is going to use Muslims as a fifth column to create dissension, and I think he's going to train and arm them, as terror cells to unleash on this country.
And what do you base this on?
Well, I just think, look at how our government supports ISIS in Iraq and Syria. They're trained and financed by the Mossad and the CIA and MI6.
Well, we created them.
It's irrefutable. So why wouldn't he do the same bloody thing here? And so, I'm not saying that all Muslims are terrorists, and I'm not even saying the majority of them are, but I think, and you saw recently where a mosque got $5 million from the Department of Agriculture. What's that all about? So, and a lot of these so-called mosque learning centers are like virtual armed camps. So I think quite possibly Trump could be right. Some of these mosques should be shut down.
Well, I'd like to hop in here, and I just want, you know, I may roll in different circles than my co-hosts here tonight, and I want to say is that Mike's opinions and his views are not isolated by any means. These are things that I hear all the time, and there is this thought that Obama is extremely pro-Muslim, that he's doing everything he can to introduce Sharia law here, and that this is part of the master plan.
Because he's allowing refugees that his policies created in the first place.
Well,
I don't know. Whenever I hear stuff like this, I immediately think that, you know, like the Mujahideen have these really cool still suits and they're always riding those sandworms around. And then I think to myself, oh, wait, we're not talking about science fiction here. We're not talking about these like crazy, wild, speculative stories. This is somebody actually talking about something that's supposed to be reality.
Right. And I'm not saying I agree with this at all.
Right. No,
but I am saying that this is a widely held belief. Yeah. And Trump has, and this didn't start with Trump. This has been going on since Obama got into office. And
Obama Hussein.
Yeah, there's a lot of voters out there that are going to feel this way. And whether you believe it or not, you know, it's or you believe, you know, that the Rothschilds were controlling everything and that they were going to provide some sort of path of immigration that would allow, you know, one world government, one world order to take over the United States too. It's no different. It's just the latest to me.
What I want to know is what Middle Eastern country does the last name Satoru come from?
No, that's not a Middle Eastern last name at all.
Wait, Barry Satoru isn't? He's not. I thought he was a terrorist.
So, Mike, I've got a question for you. Same question I asked Zach. If Donald Trump were not leading in the Republican presidential polls, would you be supporting him?
No, I don't let polls, and I don't let the flavor of the week dictate who I'm going to support for any political office. I think it's no offense. I think it's a shallow way to determine who you want to vote for. It's like a bandwagon type situation that people have with football teams, you know.
Right. So if Donald Trump were polling at 7% instead of over 20%, would you still be supporting him?
Well, I'm not really sure. I can't really say for sure that I support Trump just yet, if at all. I think I'm trying to be open-minded about some of the things he says, and I have reservations about some of the statements, definitely, and I have reservations about his rise to power and his prominence. You know, the fact that they say he's a self-made man, but he inherited tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions from his father, and he declared
it was a very small loan. I think you're crazy, what you're saying.
I saw something that showed if he would have put his money in some sort of Fortune 500 index that basically, you know,
he would have done better.
Right, you know, like something that would have kept whatever the Fortune 500
rate. Index fund.
Yeah, some index fund. He would have wound up with almost
much
double the money that he currently has. Mike, thank you very much for the call. And, of course, your calls. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call in on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. And, of course, whatever is on your mind, it doesn't have to be Donald Trump. It doesn't have to be free speech. Or, you know, maybe we should talk a little bit more about why the Amish don't like orange triangles.
You know, I want to say something real quick, too, in regards to the caller we had a couple callers ago that was, you know, arguing how Trump's so great because he's going to be against the leftists.
Right.
Right? Well, you got to take into account here, you know, people who think like this guy, that what if Trump gets into office and he's a real loudmouth about, you know, political correctness, and right? And then he's like the worst president ever. He's the guy who bankrupted his, you know, his companies, and he's the guy who, you know, got a bunch of money and has basically, you know, would have done better if he had just held on to it in a basic investment, right? What if he's that guy? Right? Then everything that you are like all about with the whole like, the left, well, guess what? They just got huge, huge, huge benefits by, you know, the president being a complete loser who is also a loudmouth ignoramus.
So are you saying that Donald Trump could wind up growing the U.S. national debt from $18 trillion to, like, $36
trillion? Sure, why not? And then, you know, and not only that, but that would also then embolden all these people who are, you know, of this, like, crazy left-wing mentality.
And it won't matter.
Right.
Of course it won't matter. But call in. Let us know. Do you support Donald Trump and why? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live, the live New Year's Eve
I'm
episode.
Socially liberal.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold?
How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's the live New Year's Eve episode of Free Talk Live. And in studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Johnson.
And, Johnson, you've got something very, very interesting where all the time...
Our listeners could earn some money for themselves.
I read these stories about various tests and studies that people do, and I always wonder, like, who signs up for this? How do people find out about these studies?
Well, listen to Free Talk Live, that's how.
And you've got something about miniature reindeer eggs.
What?
MREs,
yes.
Miniature reindeer eggs.
Yes. Miniature reindeer eggs, yes.
And delicious. Apparently if people eat these miniature reindeer eggs, they will become $200 richer.
Apparently. A new study into the gut health of MREs could lead to changes in the rations in the coming years.
And for anybody listening, MRE actually is meal ready to eat. It's a prepackaged
acronym.
It's a prepackaged thing. Sometimes you just add water. Other times you don't have to add anything. Is that right, Chris?
You don't usually. Well, yeah. The meal itself is
ready to eat.
I'm surprised they don't just call it like a PPM. Probably be like PP. But like prepackaged meal. I mean, it seems like it would be a better.
Well, it's like a boil bag. Right. So basically, what you do is you put the bag in some hot water. You boil it.
No,
heats up.
They come with it's got a chemical reaction.
Some of them have heaters now, but you still add a little bit of water to make the chemical heater go.
Yep.
Yeah. But that's the idea.
Yep.
And basically these things are what they give military troops. You can buy them at, like, Army-Navy surplus stores.
I was actually given MREs when, in Connecticut a few years ago, there was a really disastrous hurricane. And actually that year I spent, like, a decent portion of the year without power because there was a winter storm and then the summer hurricane where twice I was without power for a full week. It was awful.
Okay.
And so
MREs are good for natural disaster sort of stuff, but
so
I think the creation of MRE was specifically a military use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just went down because I'm like, I've never had an MRE. You know, I'm like, you know, in my 30s or what, actually, I think it was in my late 20s at that point, but I was like, you know, I'm going to go and I want to try one of these things.
Okay. Know? So tell us how people can wind up getting $200 richer by eating this prepackaged stuff.
Well, 3 weeks. Of nothing but MREs. You have to eat MREs of nothing but MREs for 3 weeks. It's not a far-flung mission, but it is not a lost wager. It's how military researchers hope to discover how new knowledge of the digestive process could improve future meals ready to eat. The work could even protect troops from sickness while deployed. Here's what you need to know about the ongoing study run by Army Research Institute of Environmental Medicine's Military Nutrition Division. And, yes, you get if you participate in this study, you can earn $200. I don't know if you want to, but one, they have gut health goals. Researchers want to learn how MREs affect the trillions of bacteria housed in the troops' digestive system, microorganisms that, when fed properly, can benefit overall wellness. By finding a base level of these bacteria under study conditions, researchers can determine how to improve MREs when it comes to minding what study head Dr. Philip J. Carl calls gut health. There's a lot of interesting new research looking at gut bacteria and how those gut bacteria interact with the human body, Carl said, adding that an explosion in research technology over the last decade allows researchers to really get an understanding that we never had before.
I don't think explosion is the best term to use in this article.
Yeah, probably.
Because what I've heard is that MREs generally have an effect of upsetting one's stomach.
I don't know, the few that I had during that week, I was fine.
Yeah, and I can say that there is a school of thought, particularly with the guys that I know who have been to Afghanistan and Iraq and who have subsisted off these things for long patrols and stuff like that. It does one of two things. Either it is going to sort of pass right through quickly, or it's going to stop you up. So the joke is, you know, they just include one napkin because that's all the toilet paper you're going to need for about a week. So, yeah, it depends. They're not the easiest thing,
I think, a lot of people,
for a long term.
Some people have more sensitive stomachs than others. You know, it's like the people, like, there's a lot of jokes about Taco Bell, you know, and it's like, well, you know, I've never really had a problem.
So what generally is in one of these meals ready to eat? Because I've never eaten one. I have seen, you know, like,
but, you know, like
various
peanut butter
sporting
crackers,
goods stores they'll
you know,
have.
Peanut butter crackers and cheese, that kind of thing. A couple of the MREs I had, like, had peanut M&M's or regular M&M's.
You'll have an entree.
And the entree will be something like, for me, there was like spaghetti in one.
So are the MREs supposed to be a single meal, or is it supposed to be this is your thing that gives you your entire day's nutrients?
It's a single meal, but it's about 2,500 calories, 2,000 or 2,500 calories.
Okay, so it could wind up being your entire day's nutrients.
Yep. So I got queso. When we have a break, I'll go out and bring one in. I'm sure there's some in my car. There are, I know.
Okay. I'm not going to eat one.
Daryl.
No, and the reason is I'm trying something different with the diet that I'm on, where I heard about this thing called Banana Island. And before you start making jokes about Banana Island, what it is for a period of days, the only solid food that you eat are bananas. And you'll generally have a smoothie with the banana, or not with the banana, but as a meal in place of having a banana. So this morning, instead of eating a banana, I had a smoothie with bananas, cranberries, blueberries, and some apple cider. And then I had two bananas for supper. I'm going to have another banana later. So the only solid food that I will eat through Sunday is going to be bananas.
Okay, you're done now, right?
Yes.
Okay, because you said before you guys start making jokes and making fun of you. So now we're
right.
Clear, right?
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, so that's what Banana Island is you only eat bananas as solid food for a period of days.
I bet you eat a lot of bananas on Banana Island. All right, so number two here on this whole MRA thing is that the study continues into 2016. Carl's team plans to determine what bacteria fuel, indigestible carbohydrates, for example, might be lacking in the MRE menu. By working with fellow researchers at the Army's Combat Feeding Directorate, there's an Army Combat Feeding Directorate. Okay. They can begin to incorporate these nutrients into the meals. Plant-based materials proven to benefit the bacteria could be extracted and included in a first strike energy bar, for example. Research will give us some idea of what we think will work. We'll go and test to make sure that it's doing what I think it's doing. And at that point, it starts to get incorporated into rations. There's more
here. So basically, it seems as though they're trying to make new MREs, and they want people to test the new ones, not test the current MREs.
Basically, they're trying to make MREs that don't cause so much gastrointestinal distress by causing your gut bacteria to go crazy out of whack.
Yeah, and I just want to say this is not unusual for the government, particularly the military, to offer incentives for people to take part in tests and things like that.
Right, because I remember reading something not too long ago about NASA doing something to where they wanted people to stay in bed for like 7 months, and they were going to pay them $18,000.
Wow. I'm skipping around here in this article because I don't think we have time to, you know, cover the whole thing here. But I want to talk about just this one paragraph. So it's hilarious. Even the most dedicated prepackaged food fan might sour on the offerings during a 21-day trial. So Natick Research dietitians Adrian Hatch and Holly McClung came up with some a book of recipes pulling from multiple MRE offerings. Study participants can craft everything from specialty beverages like canteen Irish cream latte to main dishes, Bunker Hill burritos, to desserts, Fort Blissful pudding cake, as they try to keep their palates fresh.
Ugh. Wow. Those are some corny names.
And they sound also incredibly unappetizing. I want a Bunker Hill
burrito.
I want a Bunker Hill burrito from Holly McClung.
Well, the real creativity comes out when people start mixing matching their MREs and coming up with
oh, yeah,
the mixture of ingredients that makes something palatable out of all these things.
And then there's a whole
science to
tacos.
That.
So is it sort of like one of these things, if you've ever seen the show Chopped, where they just give you mystery ingredients and you have to create a meal?
Actually, an MRE would be an excellent ingredient for them to have to cook a meal from.
Yeah, I think they actually did that on one episode. So, anything else on this MRE?
There's more. I mean, I don't know how important it is to go over every little aspect of this, but I guess I'll talk about the study participant. Participants must be within a reasonable drive to Arium's Natick, Massachusetts location, must be willing to go without anything but MREs, water, and black coffee for 3 weeks.
What if I don't drink black coffee?
Well, no, you're fine. You're don't out. Have to. You don't. No, no, no.
You don't have to drink
black. You just don't have to drink black coffee. No other food or drink, no, including no alcohol. The study, which includes multiple blood draws and other medical scans, requires a 6-week commitment. Full details and registration information are available, and there's a link.
6-week commitment, yep, for a 3-week study?
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
You get a trip to Banana Island.
No, I don't. I get MREs. Colin, let us know. Would you take part in this? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.